Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, wonderful. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio and Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. Well, I hope you're doing well today, and it's just good to know that our time on Earth is limited, and whatever we do, it is the hope that we take it in mind and get the right perception of why we are here causes us to be alive on Earth. And think of the things that people are doing on Earth. I think of the I think of the history that tells us about why we are here. And it is very important for us to know why we are here. Because when people live like they are animals and they enjoy destroying others, that's not the civilized human way life and why we are here. So we need to know. Because if we know, this is not something that we forget. I'll read a little of why we are here. And remind those who don't know quite well. Listen, you got to understand that with the Bible, with the Christian Bible, nothing is going to go right on planet Earth. Once people are indoctrinated with Adam and Eve, it's a spiritual defilement. It's brain retardation to be taught that there was a talking serpent in a Garden of Eden when that is telling you in another way to fuck someone's ass. Because it's a lie. And when you make people believe that, what happened to their brain? When they rely on it, they pray to God, everything because of Adam and Eve in a garden. And there is nothing in history to say that is true. These homosexual people are telling you to believe it. They're telling you to believe it. In so much that when we read about Africa and what happened in Africa, today, the Bible is resistant to the truth of what you can see with your naked eyes. These faggot white people write a Bible and make it appear like it's black people Bible as well. No, gospel. We cannot have a peaceful day in the world. Since they write that Bible and proselytize it everywhere before we were born, these homosexual people are doing these things, and they are doing it with a clever angle because they are mixing up all kinds of belief that they spread to confuse people. That's why people go to so much different churches and stuff like that. Because church in and of itself is a brain destroyer. You see, while they are telling you Christianity and talk about Christianity like Christianity is a nice thing. Oh, and if you go to church, you're a nice person. That concept that these white people spread to make people rely on evil like it's good. That's what they do. When you see white people, you have to remember when they are walking with tracts and Bibles and all these kind of stuff, just understand that these people are never civilized at all. Because the history, the real history, if you read it, it will tell you where these white people are coming from. They are not civilized human beings. They are some part of human existence, but they're not human beings. And history clearly shows you that. That civilized human beings have not been around for a long, long time. I mean, a few hundred thousand years. Like, say, at most, they ever say 300,000 years. But usually, 200,000 years ago. Right? But if you read the proper history, it tells you straight. You don't guess and tell you 300,000 or 200,000. But the world history textbook don't write the exact time, because a sodomite said them rule the world and them go and control, you know, like what the dictionary says and what history says. That's what these white people are doing, and say, it's a new world that they are working off now, because they don't recognize the first zodiac calendar anymore. They do not. They just call their own sodomite people pope and emperor. That's what they do. There's no legal order to the establishment that the white people they set up. As far as white people are concerned, life just began 2,000 years ago. They don't care about what they say. And they don't care who being hurt by the Bible. But I'll say this. White people, get out of African territory. Because you don't have no heritage at all that you can show where you have legal jurisdiction at all. Or is there any truth to what they wrote in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden? If there is a garden, it is somewhere for one to see. You don't have any to see. It's time that African people open their eye, because the brain deterioration that is affecting the African people it's very bad. That people actually believing things that these uncivilized white people have spread into world society. All right. Once you become a believer, your brain is your brain is spoiled. Your brain don't function like it used to. All it takes is for you to take a wrong direction from someone, and you're off into the wrong road, right? These white people want black people to believe foolishness, because only so it helps them. They are the only faggot culture on planet Earth. You imagine how hard it is for them to live with civilized people? No, why they're doing what they're doing. If we go through the history, you will find out that they've been behaving like a criminal, and especially over the past 12,000 years. And everything that they are doing now under AD, under Dominic, is to kill black people and take away what they have. So the church is a scam to keep you believing nonsense. That's what they're doing. And you're convinced, even though you see the terror and these people are terrorists from the start. If you know about Inquisition. Now, we are leaving out the fact of life out completely. While these white people are out there, say they are running this business and they are, legal system, the FBI and the Secret Service and all this kind of stuff that they have. Black people are fully convinced now that, oh, it is government. And what is the government? What do they call this white government that they have? Democracy. And the amount of black people I hear talk about democracy, they're working in with the sodomite them. So they too will not help the rest of people to understand the truth about civilized human living on earth. You will not know what the truth is. Because these white people, they have a long time to twist people's minds, fool them with doubt and fear, and they're stuck in the Bible. A Bible. A Bible that says the God that they have in the Bible that you believe in, that God said concerning the talking serpent, role that is played in the Bible. Consider the story that is in the Bible that tells you the creation story. Genesis chapter 3. Think of what it says. Nobody now think about that. Because guess what? They don't have no history, no awareness of history. So they don't care about what no history says. The white people then put belief and faith together for you and hope and trust in God, and there is no God but the God in the Bible. Listen, the God in the Bible, if we don't go to history and we fasten down into belief, look, that's destruction. That is destruction. Because we are here to know how we exist, how we, our origin. The Bible don't make you know your origin. You understand that? It just do not. It is impossible for you to know your origin when they're writing the lies that is opposite of your origin. These white people. And they're doing it for their survival. And why are they affecting the African people? They are affecting the African people. Because once they get these, make affiliation with the evil stuff they write in the Bible about conversion and God and Adam and Eve, when those things get into your brain and you don't know nothing else, you don't know no history, and you believe the easy way to believe foolishness and live forever believing in what they call God in the Bible, and you don't see nothing else can exist but that God in the Bible. If you, I'm going to personalize it, if you who believe the Bible and about God and Adam and Eve, if you were reading history, you wouldn't be glued believing what the Bible says and think the Bible is the word of God. They teach us to just believe in the Bible. And you don't, we don't see that these white people use the church to turn you sacred. That's what they set up the church for. No black people no set up no church anywhere. Okay? By now, we feel like, oh, the FBI, you know, is a recognized established law establishment. They're always listening what people are talking about and spy on people. That's what it's for. It's to protect the criminal sodomite white people. That's what these institutions' main priority is. When you think that the FBI, you know, is a reputable, you listen to the news all the time, what they do, like in the administration of these institutions. Are you listening? Are you paying attention to them? You won't know who they are. But what happens when you can see something, you know, you're hearing it and you're seeing it and you can sense it and it don't matter to you. You see, your life relax and you don't pay attention to anything else because the only thing exists to you is a God in the Bible. And whether or not anybody, you know, believe it or not, that's what you believe. But the point is, I grew up with that type of thinking. But I am saying to you now that very depressing, very depressing and more. When you read what the Bible says, I mean homosexual white people, Bible, and their version of Hebrew language. Now, it bothers me very much because when you cannot read to understand, that's one thing. But when you can read and get understanding, and you will not do it, that is, to me, a vile and wicked thing. That this is the state that the world is in today. That when you read Genesis and what it actually says, in the view that it is something that the world believes, and it is lying, time you read it, and it don't mean anything to you. Going to read it to you, what me talk specifically what I'm talking about. Because it, you know, only if it can catch your attention and make you start thinking, not something that I'm trying to get you to believe, something I want you to identify and save yourself. Because once you discover something and find out for sure, unequivocally, fact. When you find out and prove that is the truth, not what Bible telling you, you can save yourself because you can start to think the right kind of way. If I can prove to you that the Bible is lying to you, rah, 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 and the people them will tell you in Genesis 19 about how them want, you know, to get man on us to have sex. That's what they told Lot. Right? That's what they told Lot. They were about to break his door down to get two men who were visiting Lot's house. When Lot tell them no, he cannot allow them to see or to deal with the men in his house. But they decide to like break down the door. Yeah. And Lot said, listen, I have two daughters. I give them to you. Do what you want to do. They say, no, we don't want your daughter. Now, when white people telling you in a Bible, it's their Bible. Hello? It's not black people Bible. Get that out of your mind. And if it's that you are relying on as the word of God, I'm telling you today, start to read real history about Africa and not yesterday, but antiquity. We're coming from and what kind of life developed in Africa, like the white people them develop in Africa and go into Europe almost 2 million years ago. Okay? They didn't go anyplace else. We developed in Africa too, 200 or 300,000 years ago. And 100,000 years ago, we, not all of us, but some of us, walk out and spread outside of Africa. And then the West is one of the places that we come to. We came through from Africa to Asia and come through the Bering Bridge and come into America. And we were here thousands and thousands of years before these white people come with terrorism and all that. And until today, African people can't get rid of white people. Because a lot of things have happened since then, since 100,000 years ago, that these Homo erectus white people start to, you know, use their start to use the trickery that they work, the trickery. And the trickery is to interbreed with better blood than theirs. And they do that with the Neanderthals, and many thousands of years later, they came and pull off the same thing with the African. 100,000 years ago, we were migrating out of Africa. Thank you for your patience here. Listen, we don't know, so we can't be helped if we don't know, right? It took me a long time to know. And therefore, my desire is to talk about what I don't. But if some things you know and you shut up mouth and don't say no, but not creation. Not the creation of your life as a human. You don't want nobody to lie to you and cheat you because of that. When you find out that these white people came out as terrorists, when you find that out, what will you do? The same people will open up the churches and all this kind of stuff now. When you find out that they started out with terrorists destroying the African people, you know. That's where their thing came from. You see, so they interbreed with Neanderthal that was a higher class blood than them and give them a little higher state of humanity, but then they died out because they were not civilized. So how much do they help them? Little bit. Because they were able to interbreed with the Neanderthals, it prepared them to interbreed with African people. That's the kick. You got to understand. So I am talking about this line of information that if we think about it, It can wake up our sleeping mind to know, to see the light and where we can begin to live the way that we see is the righteous way. All right. So what I am drawing your attention to, is the Bible. If the Bible was telling the truth, I wouldn't be here talking against the Bible. Because I'm in the church I am age 7 until I'm over 50. So where would I be going if history did not exist and not the Bible? The Bible is a savage killer book. A savage killer book. That is what the white people started out, this forgery, this scam. Because they are Homo erectus. They are not civilized beings. They are not created anywhere in a garden. You hear me? But they happen to be a species that is totally different from African hybrid species. I mean, we are just one African species, Homo sapiens sapiens. But what I meant to say, we have several group of ethnicities, like the Chinese, the Indians, the Hispanics, and so forth and so on. There's quite a few of us, right? You don't see us. We are not civil. We are not uncivilized. We are civilized. We understand the world. We know to live together. These white people don't know that. They don't know to live together with themselves. Moreover, to live with the hybrid species. They do not. So, but they come to have some sense, and to a point, they never had language. They couldn't speak language or not like that. And they make stone tools. All of their life, the stone tools they make. And hadn't it been that we come along and we have the knowledge of societal upgrading of society and stuff like that. It's African people's stuff. It's not these white people things. Society and cities and government is not theirs because they don't know the use of it. But they learn. This is the thing that we have to understand. They learn through the process that you read in history how they come to interbreed with other people and able to learn language from us. And today they come and drive us out of everywhere that we settle down. But when they started out first, the grossness of their uncivilized thinking led them to hate the African people because we are civilized and we can do unlimited things because of our brain that we get by becoming hybrid. You see, they won't say in the Bible, they didn't write in the Bible that African people are hybrid, and they do it on purpose. And you must understand that everything they write in the Bible that has something about history and African people, they do it on purpose to help themselves because they don't have any civilized fear for life that can give them recognition. They get recognition by going through the African people. Teeth your name, teeth everything that we have. Today, we can point out everything that they have out there as worthwhile things. They get it from the African people. And they make the Bible and write all these lies. about black people while they are using your name. One of them is Romans. They call themselves Romans, and it's the reason why they have recognition in the world today and assume an assumption that they have power. That's how they get it. That's how they get this respect in the world. So unless somebody come and dig them out and prove and dump them somewhere, dump them right back in Europe and the city where they come from. If we don't do that, they will forever destroy us with foolishness. All right, I'm going to prove to you one of the nonsense that millions of black people believing, right? And it has to do with what they wrote in the Bible. That means it is deadly when African people believe in the Bible. We're not talking about nobody else. We're talking about civilized people who have a living energy, a positive energy at stake. When you are believing these their mind is so corrupt. There's a name for it, for that name. I think I'll bring it up. But they have a mind that is not close anywhere to the African civilized mind. They have a different mind, more close to lower animals. That's what they have. So that's the reason why when you see they decide to take, seize by fraud these things that they, that belong to the African people. Land, and imagine, they don't freely steal, no matter what, it land and all the wealth that you have, right? And they use the Bible like the Bible, you know, is a real good book and draw you to the Lord. Yes. But my friend, you find out that the black people are not really reading well. Even though they are they have PhD and all and college and all that kind of thing, people still are buried into foolishness. Because what? Like the Bible, with this great resource of the Bible, you believe it and you don't read it to understand exactly what it says and what it means. That's the problem. So it took me a while to start seeing these, you know, I mean, this subliminal things that you're not seeing clearly at all and not getting close to clarity of the information, the civilized information on the planet. You see? And they do that because they know their limitation. They know where they are coming from 1.5 million years ago, and they could only make stone tool in the latter end when we came on the scene. Okay? Since we came on the scene, the hominid that they come from died out, and the Homo erectus died out. And then they interbreed with the Neanderthals, and the Neanderthals died out. So now, the reason why they are interbreeding with the black people and behave like, oh, that's not what they're really trying to do, it is because they are up to be extinct. White people are up to be extinct. All the rest of their ancestors are extinct. And over the past 12,000 years, they begin to interbreed with the African people. But you wouldn't know that unless you have a sense of history. You'd know that. I didn't. And if you are depending on somebody to tell you, well, I mean, I'm like a messenger right now, because what I have read and found out I'm not hearing anybody in the church talking about those kind of things. Like, they, I mean, these things are burning like fire, live in the Bible, burning, but it's just like, if you get the gist of what I'm saying. The lies in the Bible are, you know, like burning like the forest. And we don't know. All right. So one of what I want to draw to your attention, the story that, look, this is a story that is only inspired by Sodomite people. You won't have no African people who in any way read and understand today would accept that these things are true. It flies in the face of African history, of the gods and people that they create and turn the world into a civilized world. These white people couldn't turn their world, which it was only them, before the Elohim gods migrate to earth and before we were created by genetic manipulation. That's how we were created. No two people go to have sex and bring our species. No. And we were not evolved from somewhere like the white people there. The Elohim, that's why we have it. Even they are writing it in the Bible that the Elohim, God said, let us make man in our image. But they are writing those things because they read our history and decide to write a notion about a world. And the world that they are writing about is one for that serve them, white homosexuals. That's the premise on which they write the Bible, where they want black people as a whole to believe in this God that they invent. That's what is happening. We think the Bible represents the real God that make heaven and earth. That's not true. It's just not true. And it's a long way to discover that. After believing all this whole bunch of inquisition, concept. That's what these white people are. And anything they originate is uncivilized, unnatural. And I'm going to show you how and why. Now, if you think that the Bible that you're reading surpass authentic human prehistory, then this is what you believe. I'm going to read it here, what you believe. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. First lie that they tell him. There is no such a serpent. So continue to listen this. And he said unto the woman, the serpent, you know. Now, we don't know nothing about serpent, talking, what they call serpent. We do not have any creature when you go to the zoo and all that kind of thing. You never see snake. If you see one, you are them out there. You don't see them attack. And snake can be tamed by humans. But you don't, they don't talk. Even though they will act tame, but they can't talk. Who would write this in the Bible but these uncivilized white people? Only them. who can only make stone tools. You see that? They could not come to the Western world. See, they're up there in Europe for, say, 2 million years. They couldn't go any place else. But now, as soon as we came out 100,000 years ago from Africa and come to many other places on the planet, they go throughout that time, like I refer to 12,000 years ago, they do miscegenation and mingle with the African people's blood. You see? So they get certain knowledge and they'll go to school and learn from the polytheistic system. They do that. And they write in the world literature textbook, they show you, oh, they love the gods and worship the gods and everything like that. And as soon as they learn certain things, they were able to get on their own. And right as you see them today, they don't behave like them and black people are the same kind of people. You know what you see? They don't. Because they work their trickery and put it to work and they find out that black people is not catching on to what they're doing. And this is how we are in the problem today. So they write these old bunch of garbage in the Bible and decide to set up a belief system of their own. That's why I'm telling you, they don't know nothing about real authentic government. And for them to be ruling over the black people's settlements, it's just, it's depressing. It's depressing because to admit that black people are still not developed enough to take care of themselves, you know, it's only being honest that it is the truth. These people are doing things right before our eyes, and we don't accredit what they do for what it is because they're working against you. Working against the black people from long time, from the Bronze Age days, call themselves, you know, sea people. White people will never be civilized. And no matter how much good things you see they're doing, they are wrongly emulating civility. Because they are not with civility. But when it comes to, like, using civility to benefit themselves, oh, yes, they are civilized. All right. So what I'm saying to you now is something at the root of black people's thinking, God and who created us. So there is a challenging thing out there where people are vying for their belief. And this is not a belief thing. History wrote information of things that happened. I don't go no further with that. What are you going to do with the Bible that they are extracting from history? History that is there for hundreds of thousands of years. And they are extracting from it about the flood and other things as much as it pleases them. They are writing a Bible and it's the world that they say our creator create. And then they make two characters, one named God and one named his son Jesus Christ. And they are saying, you know, if you notice throughout the Bible, they don't put no woman as hierarchy. You don't have no woman as hierarchy. And then we won't get the sense of what these white, honest, fucking people do because it's too far from being civilized. But, you know, as deep as it is, we African people, it's not impossible for us to know what they are doing or what they have done. Because now we will find out that the trick that they work in writing the Bible and say they are making a world where the God make man and man sin. That's the way they do it. Now, what we Africans going to do? Because they just wrote the book the other day, 1,700 years ago. Isn't Turkey, right? And 325 A.D., when they said Christianity go is public and is illegal. Why they say legal? These white people don't know nothing about no legal. They can tell you if you read the history, I know where they're coming from. They just get a little sense from us who are civilized. But we are honest and people who don't do no harm to no one. That's not our nature. Right? And we are taught in religion, in polytheism, that all of our civilization do the religions or the ceremonies the way we are taught. We pass it on. So all these, you know, like gatherings and things like that, that is arranged for polytheism and especially back in time when there were no church and it was just polytheism, people, priests were put in place to help people learn and stuff like that. It's in the World History textbook. When these white homosexual people came about, they could read, they find out they can read and they can have things their way, this is what they began to do. They don't want and they cannot be cozy with black people because they are a sodomite culture. They, at their heart and inside of them, having sex in the honest is something that they just can't throw away because they're 2 million years doing that stuff. So when they realized that they could talk and learning a lot of things from us, they realized that they have to find a way control the world themselves, because if not, they're going to get extinct. They look and find out that, oh, we have to do something, otherwise we're going to get extinct. So we better extinct them. That's what they're doing right now. White people are extinguishing the black people every day. And that's what the Bible represents. So when they talk about God, they come out of the arrangement of history completely and set you to believe about God in a garden of Eden and write all these old bunch of slimy, nasty, uncivilized stuff about a talking serpent. You can't find anything to fit a talking serpent. You can't find a garden of Eden anywhere. You watch these sodomites and the things that they write, they can't place anything that they should have there. You see, because if you're talking something real, you don't talk unreal or leave out the real thing where you've talked loud and talk, you know, talk something where it can't work. All right? So let me go on and read you a little more of this. And remember, you can't believe what I'm reading. You must look into it to see if it is coherent. Does it make sense? That's what you look for. Because if it is saying God did this, the serpent said that, you must look at those things literal. Don't let anybody tell you you are not to at the Bible literal. Because only if it is talking literal stuff, it benefits anyone. You understand that? Now, that's being real. If you don't know that, then you're half dead. Okay? But if you know reality, that's the only way you can correct foolishness when you hear it or see it. So They are telling us impossible things that cannot happen until you to believe and have faith and have hope until you're dead. So I begin to read and take into account what I'm reading. You know, I was driven out of my usual state of mind. Because I don't know that something can go like this. Remember, I believe it all of my life, like half a century before. So now, and he said unto the woman, that is the serpent now. And if you watch carefully what I'm reading, you'll find out how these white people supplement ideas. They like, you call this, you know, they gratuitous. They put stuff in here that these, like the object where they're writing about, like the talking serpent. No talking serpent, not saying anything. But they are like fictional writer who just dream up something and write about it. That's what they're doing. Like a website I read about this morning that carries certain type of information. And they come under fire for some of the information. The owner of the website said, look, the content of our website is fictional. You hear that? That's like the Bible. But these white people won't tell us that the church people, they won't tell us that the Bible is fiction. But that's what it is. Because there is no serpent that talks. Then when you're going to believe that now and rest in that for salvation now, what are you doing? The amount of things where the church, I mean, force you to do if you want to be a part of the church. My friends, come on. The problem is so deep, very deep. And if we don't decide to pay attention to it, we'll just die. But what are we losing when we are dead and believing nonsense? I mean, it's not like we miss hell or heaven. I don't know of anything in history that tells us that. So what are we missing? We are missing out on a civilized life. That's what we are missing. While they are talking something completely different, and they want to really get into our brain real deep, and, you know, international, make this become what we think and believe. Because it profit them, because they want to stay in power, ruling the world, ruling African civilized people. That's what they're doing. Because remember what I say, they are up for extinction. They are up for extinction. They were not, they did not evolve to live long, like, say, the African hybrid people. And we don't live much longer than them, but as a species over time. This is where it, the meaning of what I'm saying is over time. It's not that what each individual live. It's over time how long we as a species last. Because the species of the humanoid the Neanderthals, they are out completely. And others that, you know, I am not calling, they are gone. These white people are up to be extinct. But because they are taking blood out of the black people and put it in themselves and have, like, a new, fresh, altered civilization, not civilization, but society or people, they develop people who are half white and half black, or somehow mix up with black people's blood. That the Elohim God civilization is in. And that's the reason why you see them now transform themselves where as they can interbreed and marry an African person. Gods are wrath. The Elohim, wrath with that. And what did they tell us? Don't do it. And they, those ancestors back there did it. And that's the reason why we are here today under them. And you read Deuteronomy 28. And it tells you that they, because of what we did, what they are going to do, rule over us. A people that have nothing to do with us will rule over us. You read that in a Deuteronomy 28. That is not a bad piece of writing in the Bible. But it is not like the creation with the talking serpent. That's a different story. It is the creation of our origin. That's what's at stake. Because if it is lied about, we, just as how you see we are cooperating with church, we don't have any inalienable rights. Look at the way white police treat black people out there. They kill you just like that. See, they don't. You black people's life is devalued because of this Bible and the church that they bring in. That is not for you, because they make up the church not to elevate black people, to push them down. You know that? Okay. So go back now to this nonsense. What they are writing, and you know, pay no attention. Pay attention. Just like you pay attention to wise men following a star. Not Nagasa. Read Matthew 2, and you'll find out it's nonsense. If you don't read with sense, you're not going to get no sense. And you're unprotected when you don't know, when you should. So it goes on to say, and he said unto the woman, yes, art God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. You know, like I said, this is like, this is a fictional writing, because this is not true. And these homosexuals do these writing, if you don't know. White people do it. And they make it seem like we African, because they put our name to all of these things. Moses and Aaron and all these kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying to you? It may sound like I am talking fairy tale, but if you're looking at what I'm saying and you're putting it together, this is not anything for you to believe. It's something for you to identify yourself with your own responsible thinking. While you went to school and learned to read words, think about that now, if there is any truth in this. And he said unto the woman, yes, God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. Now, pick up that the garden is somewhere. If it is not fiction, it is somewhere, right? So you got to hold them accountable for what they write. If you're not doing that, you're following belief until you're dead. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, lest Okay. Thank you for your patience, too. All right. So it says here, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle or the midst of the garden. God, the God that you believe in, said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Listen, what they're writing about here is about themselves, because there was no garden for those things to be said, produce a garden. So they are writing about their experience, their miscegenation, mingling with the African people. That's what they're writing about in the Bible. And you'll think it is a sacred thing that they're talking about. It's code. They are coding the Bible for African people. So when they put your name about Joshua and Haran and Abraham and all those kind of things, and you think it is a sacred thing, it's not. It's not. You're not going to see these things anywhere except in the Bible. These white sodomite people, right? And we don't know the background coming from 12,000 years ago. We don't know. But there are a lot of things for us to read and know that will enlighten us as to why we are facing this terror in the world. And we are accepting what they do in great degrees, that we are actually giving ourselves over to what they write in the Bible. We believe it. You know, if you believe it, if you have some knowledge, at least read and have some knowledge to see whether or not what you are believing makes sense. Because if we have knowledge, you know, if we just believe something, okay? Because belief keeps you committed to something that you don't know if it's true, and you're giving money and effort and stuff like that to it. So you need to know, to have knowledge of the things that you do or the things you accept. So it goes on. What happened in Deuteronomy 28? It shows you graphically that because our ancestors over the past 12,000 years ago, our ancestors go do the same thing, go touch it. So they are saying, writing and say, but he said, of the tree, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. And think about it. Tree in the midst of the garden don't make any sense. But talking about sex. But talking about sex makes sense. Because we can't find a garden where they talk about something in the middle of the garden. But we know about vagina in the middle of the woman's body. We're not talking about honor sex now. We're talking about woman and man sex for the context of what they're writing, right? So think about it. What is happening to black people today because they interfuck with these black white people, okay? So they write these kind of things and, you know, supplement the Bible with their own guilt, okay? And they watch black people suffering because of what they write in the Bible, because the things that they did to us and it should not have been done, they today are prominent in the world because of it. And they give you the things that can you use to condemn yourself, like, is salvation. There was no salvation at all. There's no salvation for us. You read, even in the Bible, what they said, the reason why God made mankind was to till the ground. And you go through all of that, and you begin to find out that what you're thinking can't make any sense. But the thing is, you want salvation, right? There's no salvation. You were made up for something, and that's it. from the ground you come from, you go back to the ground. We don't have any heavenly prospect. But that's what they're writing in the Bible, though, that on account of we sin, God is going to make us go to hell and punish us. The sin, it's not no Adam and Eve sin in a garden, because there is no place, when you read the applicable place in the Bible, like Proverbs 8, and see how God make his son Jesus, and St. John's first chapter also tell you how God and Jesus, you know, existed before they make the heaven and the earth, right? So what I'm saying here, we are buried into a spiritual a dark pit when we are believing the Bible, because we don't know the story. We don't know where we're coming from. And these folks who are ahead of us, and remember, they exist before civilized world came about, 1.5 million years ago, they're up in Europe and Asia. So let me go on a little more and show you the lies that we are reading and believing nonsense. Look at it for yourself. All right. And the woman said, tells you that we're going to die, right? We are going to die if we eat of the fruit. And when we interfuck with these white people, that is the fruit that we are picking. You see? And it's history. Miscegenation, mixing up with these people is for real. It happened, and it's still happening today. We're black. It's gone so bad now. Black people think that to mingle with white people is like going up. It's the other way around. That's what is causing the world to be the way it is right now. We are these white people, because we step down, they step up. Because it, Deuteronomy tell you that the people that have nothing to do with us will come and rule us, and that they will kill us. That's what it says. The only way you are not going to get killed by these folks, a miracle has to take place. Because to get out of what they have created with this Bible, you have got to go deep, deep, deep down in your soul, read sincerely and really searching for the truth that is in Word. That is what affected me. It's not anybody else reading or talking to me. Is when I am doing the little reading I can, and the words them that I pay attention to, and look at the context of what it says. That's when I see everything clearly what's being said. So I would not, there's nothing I had inside of me against church, to leave church. I never ever contemplate that. But when I started to read, it does. The words pulled me away. All right. Now, so it goes on. Verse 4, what we're reading, Genesis chapter 3. And the serpent, listen to this. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God know, in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods. Imagine this. Chapter 5. He says, no, is the serpent saying that? And who is giving you that information? When did the serpent tell these people this? And who recorded it to tell it? So look at what the white people them doing. They are very, very artistic. They're good at drawing, and they're good at telling story. Good story. I mean great storyteller. Whether their stories, you know, well, I shouldn't say great storyteller. They are storytellers, right? But the kind of things them that they are saying, a lot of the things that they are saying are not civilized, because they can't. The reason why they alienate themselves from black people, it is because they don't have the same genome that we do. They must have my genome, and they learn a lot of things to enhance themselves. And if you notice how they decorate up the entire United States and Hollywood and all these crime-ridden schemes that they make up in the United States, this is exactly where we are with the Bible, okay? That they are talking things that are not true, and they're making us believe it. So they are the talking serpent. And the things that they are offering a supplement information, that's what they are imagining. Remember I said they are pretty cunning, being around from, you know, 2 million years ago up in Europe, right? So getting the ability to think on a higher level and to read and to do, like learn about science and all this kind of stuff, where they gone with it? They're not using it to our benefit. They're using it to theirs. And look how much money they allow you as an African person to have in the United States. You know? Look how much money that they limit black people to have. A wealth. Look at it. Now, and the serpent said, which is a white people attack. And the serpent said unto the woman, like white people attack to black people. But then I tell you, like in a spiritual way in the Bible. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. So eat the fruit. For God does know when God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. Now, the serpent is predicting all of this. These guys are writing the Bible long after history has been written about our creation. So what they are writing right now is just what they are conjuring up, and what they are filling in make it seem like it's a real story. So it goes on to say, so the serpent is predicting now that no, follow God, because, you know, if you eat the fruit, your eyes going to open, and you remember the fruit is in the middle of the garden too, right? So you fit it all together, and you will see that it is a code. They are coding the Bible. They are writing whatever they think is a practical way to explain something that is true. That's what they claim they're doing. But look at what the serpent is saying here. Don't forget it, because God is going to walk in and going to contradict his self and prove that the serpent is telling the truth. Now you think about that. He says, the day you eat the fruit, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods. Not God, not capital G-O-D, but common G-O-D-S. That's Elohim. That is Anunnaki. They're talking about the Bible. But they're not all that smart. But they're doing their best. When you are reading and you can digest, you know, properly what's being said, that's when we are benefited. Because to just read this, like in my coming up as a boy and coming up into adult, you know, I just read this and take it for what it is. But it is later in my adult life that my mind become more mature and more focused, and I'm thinking, I start to read, and then I begin to see a contradiction when one is made. And right here, you're going to find out that what the serpent said, how a serpent know these kinds of information. And the serpent is a beast of the field that God had created in the 6 days creation. Oh, the serpent can know these things, mysterious things, and tell Adam and Eve those kind of stuff. You right there, you find out that it's nonsense. It's up to you whether you say the nonsense. You know, only when you are intermingling with a right energy, it's going to help you. If you're not, well, you leave the energy alone and you go about your business. All right, listen to this. Now, so he says, your eyes shall be open when you eat of the fruit, and you shall be as gods. Imagine that. Instead, they die, as God said, the serpent. Now, what kind of serpent that is able to come and call God who make the world a liar? Think about these things. Because that's what the serpent is doing. They are inventing a serpent because they don't want to implicate themselves or they screw up the black people. You see what I mean? That's what they do. So, if you continue to believe, you will never see anything different from what you read. Follow knowledge, and knowledge will explain what you read. And when the woman saw that that tree was good for food, you talk about maybe, you know, a black woman or a black man going to have sex with a white Homo erectus being, you know, they're helping to say, no, it's all right. Let me show you. And this is it, the tree and the fruit in the midst of the garden. And then once the serpent say that, the woman saw that the tree, her vagina, was good for food, right? Was good to be fucked. And that it was pleasant to the feet, pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired. Imagine. So it's a fruit that, and only one time you're going to eat it, you know, because eat it several times. So desired to make one wise. Listen, you eat a fruit off a tree and you do that? No. She took off the fruit thereof and did eat. All right? And gave also unto her husband. Really? It's enough, eh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. With, you know, the both of them. He said the both of them. Enjoy it together. But the serpent already showed her how. Mm-hmm. And she thought it was nice. So she take it to her husband. And the both of them go enjoy it. The tree, the fruit, in the midst of the garden. Think about that. And the eyes of them both were open. Why is the serpent telling the truth and God is lying? The God that you believe in the Bible cannot be any God whatsoever. God would never be written in a Bible. God is written in history. Because the people who live of long ago, they are the only ones that can tell you about what went on earth. Why we here today, who don't know that, would believe a Bible that these Sodomites wrote? So now, their eyes open, and they knew that they were naked. How come? Why God allow these people to be naked? Why didn't he clothe them when he can? He didn't do that, but listen what you're reading. And they sew fig leaves together and made themselves apron. You hear this stuff? You think anything, Gossa? All right, go on some more. All right. So it says, and their eyes were open, and they found out that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Listen now. Check the story for accuracy, right? And they heard the voice of the Lord God. Not God, you know. Remember they told us about gods a while ago? Now they're only talking about God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Listen for the contradiction between what the serpent said and what God, who told them they would die, what God is going to say. Listen to this. It's going to pop your jawbone wide open. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Where's the garden? Since the garden is about, why they didn't tell us in the Bible where it's at? And the Lord God called unto Abraham, not Abraham, but to Adam. And the Lord God called to Adam and said unto him, Where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I command you, you should not eat? And the man said, the woman you gave to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou art done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the ground. Upon thy belly shall you go. Upon your belly you shall go. And dust shall thou eat all the days of your life. Listen now. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between you and between thy seed and her seed. And she's talking about the serpent, right? No, he's talking about, and God is saying, because God is cursing the woman. God is going to put enmity between her seed. I'll put enmity between you. Oh, okay. Okay, he's cursing the serpent now. Verse 14. God said unto the serpent. Yeah, so he's cursing the serpent now. And he's saying that, remember, the serpent is a thing, a reptile, right? And think of the kinds of stuff that God is telling the serpent, and see if you make any kind of a sense out of this. Because thou art done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle then. So you know this is a serpent, he's cursing. And above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go. That's a serpent. Now, and dust thou shalt eat all the days of our life, because the serpent of... Now, so this serpent that is so intelligent is a serpent that crawled upon the belly. Doesn't make any sense at all, right? Only homosexual can write these things. And when they have pressing need to do it, they can find a way to write something. And that's what they have done. And I will put enmity between you and the woman. So that the serpent is a snake. So after I curse the snake, this snake still have power. So that God need to put enmity between him, between the snake and the woman, and between the woman and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman, God said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow. Yes. In sorrow. She said, no, I will greatly multiply. Okay. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and thy conception. Imagine, you see where God gone? Gone to punish the woman having children. All right. You think about this, you know, you think about this. And the statement that God is going to make following all of this. You listen to this. In sorrow, you shall bring forth children. Why? Why God is so wicked? Can't he forgive her? No. No. Because a sodomite, people them writing the story, and they're not going to write it all the way like it for make sense the way people would, but they write it for make sense the way they want it. So it says, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over you. All right? Verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because you hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the fruit. You see, it couldn't be a tree in the middle of the garden, all of this that take place, and they make so much of it. No. And now he's saying that because, you know, the wife enticed him to eat of the fruit in the midst of the garden, of which I commanded you, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, right? Curse is the ground for your sake. You see?
You disobey me. In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. So if he's talking about, you know, if this is talking about a fruit in the middle of the garden, and he's saying now he's going to, in sorrow shall thou eat of it. So it is sex. It is sex. Because when it comes from this portion, you said, and unto Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of your wife, and hast eaten of the tree. And we know it's not a tree. It's not a literal tree. It's a code. Right? And when he tell Adam that he shall eat of it all the day of his life, in sorrow shall thou eat of it all of the life. That is God has said, you know, you're going to have sex all of the day of your life. Basically, that's what people do today. So these sodomites are writing what they think a God should say, their God. So it goes on to say, where we are here. Okay, let's see. Verse 11. And he said, who told you that you was naked? So, skip a line. And the Lord God called Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And, oh, wait a minute. I read these, right? I'm over, like, yes, where the curse is going on over here. All right. Curse the woman. Then he cursed Adam. He cursed Satan. And now he's going on to Adam now. And he said, and unto Adam he said, because thou art hearken unto the voice of your wife, and has eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you must not eat of it. Cursed be the ground for your sake, and sorrow shall, right, in sorrow you eat, you will, thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Now, verse 18. Thorn also and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and thou shalt eat herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till you return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt you return. And Adam called his wife name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also wife did the Lord make coats of skin and clothed them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man Listen, this is the contradiction to what the serpent said. The serpent said, you shall not surely die. Right? God said, and the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God know that in the day you eat of it. So which means God is a liar when him tells you, say, you're going to dead if you eat it. God has scammed you. Why would God do that? Why a real God creating people would do those kind of stuff? You see what I mean? I'm telling you, this is a faggot writing, a homosexual writing. That God that you're reading about in the Bible is a homosexual character. So these things that we're reading are not inspired by no God whatsoever. Just plain reading here, if you're reading and understanding, you will find out that they draw extract from African history and then write these extracts to mean what they want. And see, they're turning it into parables and all this kind of stuff instead of just telling you what the history is. They're not telling you that because they have a plan. And the plan is what we are seeing today. White people ruling the world, and we were not supposed to eat up the fruit in the midst of the garden. We, black people, were not to mingle with white people. That's what it's all about. You see? So they get a serpent to tell you, like a prophet prophesying what God says, not Nogoso. You believe this, and you're dead as an idiot, because these things can never be true. And when you take up the timeline and how the Bible was put together and stuff like that, it's easy for you to find out. And you read the things in there and find out that it's not civilized stuff talking to you. All right. So now I am showing you that the contradiction where when God tell them don't eat the fruit, and the serpent come along and asks the woman, hey, did God say you mustn't eat it? You know what I mean? This kind of a mysterious type of stuff unfolding. You know, but one thing is for sure, the main point is, why would God tell them that they will surely die? And the serpent come and say, no, God knows that the day you eat of it, you will be wise as God. So they're mixing up some truth here where you don't know what they're talking about when they talk about you will be wise as God. But what they are talking about is from experience. They know about the gods that create us. They know. So they're cutting around it. These white people that you see coming and talk about Christianity, they know Christianity is a faggot stuff, the homosexual stuff, and they put up churches all over the world for us to go into the church. We must not know our own historic origins. This is what is happening. This is what is happening. You can refuse it, but somebody like me, I can't refuse the truth that I'm seeing here. So, listen to God. And if you understand, I'm going to read you something else to draw you closer into who these people are writing a Bible that you perhaps didn't know. It's them behind it. Why are they ruling the world? Why are they ruling black people? There is a story behind it. When they write about a God in the Bible, you got to hold them responsible for what they write, whether it makes sense or not. So it says here, and unto Adam also, unto his wife, did the Lord God made coat of skins and clothed them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. Why? Because him disobeyed God and he ate the fruit in the midst of the garden. And God has said, and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden. And remember, he had cherubim with sword turning every way to keep him from coming back in the garden to eat for anything if he wants. All right. Now, my question is to you, can you see the continuous writing of this story? That it is somebody supplementing their ideas for what the scene here with God and serpent must be. Somebody is constructing it. Right? No Christianity here. Nothing like that. These white people, they are the ones who put the trick in here for us to believe it. And poor me did not believe it for half a century, from a child until I grew up to manhood, until I start to read like I have sense. I find out this is a whole bunch of nonsense. These guys are sodomite culture. And it's the reason why they are always at the African people's throat and the mean black people, because they are gone on top of us now because what? We eat of the fruit that should not be. You see? And that is intermingling. It comes out. It is in history. Miscegenation between white people and black people. And a lot of it went on long before our time. We don't have no clue, you know, no kind of a nothing to make us have even, you know, some suspicion or something like that. The truth is buried up in the past, and here we are not understanding anything, and poor me would not understand unless I started to read and begin to find what makes all of the sense. You see, and to show you nothing that is written about God here is true, because they write the New Testament and, you know, big up God. Oh, God loved the people he created and how he loved them, and for he loved the world, and that's why he's sending his begotten son. And none of that work. None of these things come out as true. Jesus didn't want to die on the cross. These guys write all kind of nonsense in St. Matthew 26. Right? About God and his disciples and stuff like that. It's all sodomite, a criminal writing these stuff. All right. But the part that I want to stake out real good is the part where God says, and behold, the man is become as one of us. Which means the serpent did say that God knows any day you eat this fruit in the middle of the garden here, you will be wise as gods, not God, but gods, which means the Elohim that you read about in the Bible, and they don't really tell you the truth about Elohim, but they speak about it and in code so you don't know until you read history and find out exactly what they were talking and why they write Genesis, third chapter, the way they do. God is saying here, though, that you can't release God from incredibleness, because he accepts correction of the serpent. Because the serpent is saying, no, Allah must tell him no, because the serpent just come up and ask the question, does God tell you not to eat of it? And the woman said, yes, we can eat of the other thing then, but not the one in the middle of the garden. So it's like, you know, Adam can play with my breast, I'll play, you know, whatever, with my butt or whatever it is, but, you know, he mustn't touch this. So. and the serpent come in and tell him, say, no, he knows that any day you do it, something good going to happen. And something good really, really did happen according to God. Because God is saying that the man now, after meet the fruit, behold, the man is become as one of us. So now they're letting the puss out of the bag. No serpent. It's something else happened in a garden. Right? And then he's saying, to know is wise like us, the Elohim, the gods. Not no monotheism God, the gods that are on earth here in South Africa. And now he said they become as us because they're talking the historic truth now because created us. You see, it's just that further education is what is to teach us that the white people them don't have anything to do with what the Bible is talking about here. Because they're talking about creation of the African people, not them. Because they were not created by no God whatsoever, in no history, at no time. So the white people are doing something that is illegal. They should be thrown out in the bottom of the ocean long time ago because they really screw up the world of civilization, you know, from the Bronze Age. They wrecked the Bronze Age, these same sodomite culture people. You see? So they both destroy the African culture, civilization, in part. It's just that people are not practicing the way of the gods. They turn to church. People turn to church. You see? So what I'm trying to say is tell you that you go into a church with a God, curse Adam and Eve, instead of redeeming them. This is the kind of thing, and God is saying that he lied too, because he tell them they will die. Whichever way you want to take die, they don't die, none of that. You see? If you want to talk about they live so much years and die, and that's what, no, that's not the context in which the serpent spoke. They can't write incoherent story to mean different context of time. No, mankind time is when God say you know, you come from the dirt and you will go back to the dirt. Right? It's a different thing from talking about, you know, when God say you will die. Was not talking about your species will die out. I know that God was talk about. God is talking about your literal time as an individual. Right? You will die. Some people want to say, maybe like the Jehovah's Witnesses, they want to say, is that the end of eternity? You see? And talk about a man, 1,000 years, like 1 year is like 1,000 years unto the Lord and all them, whole bunch of foolishness they write about in the Bible. No, gossip. What I am concerned about is the fact that they are writing this God that created heaven and earth and mankind and love mankind. And what happened right us up? When it says, and Adam also, unto Adam also, to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And the Lord God, remember who you think God to be, is contradicting the Bible that you're reading. This is verse 22, and I think it's verse 5. Verse 22 and verse 5 and verse 22. God contradicts verse 5, of his own word. Of his own word. He contradicts himself. Because he's saying, no, the man become one of us to know good and evil. This is the point. This is clearly telling you in linguistic terms. To know good and evil. The man come, he eat the fruit that me say not to eat, and now come to know good and evil. Envy. God say, before he allow them to eat of the fruit of life, he says, they come to know good and evil, and colon, and now, lest he put forth his hand, take also of the tree of life. Mean, you know, the vagina. I know the tree of life, that. The tree of life, right? The vagina, bring forth, right? God is saying, lest. But they're turning it like it's talking about food now. Like God don't want them to have no more food. Or the tree of life is a different thing. Right? So they bungle up everything here. So God is saying, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live. So live here is talking about, it's not spiritual tree of life this, because there's no such tree that they write about, tree that is going to make you live forever. No, I don't know. I don't know of any of that at all. So the tree of life come from, you know, that fruit that they were not supposed to touch or nothing like that. The tree of life, and eat and live. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Right? Therefore, the Lord sent him from the garden to till the ground from which it was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of Eden. You hear that? He might give you all direction in Eden, and then can't write where the place is. Yes, and he placed at the east of Eden, of the Garden of Eden, cherubim, flaming sword. If I find a God more wicked than this, yeah? Poor Adam and Eve, no, no sense. They tell you that them never have no sense, and a God make something like that and put on them, and them make some little something we put on themselves. Right? Which turn every way to keep the way of the tree of life. That is the end of it. Think about it. God know that God admitted that eating the fruit, he lied. That said they were dead. And then now said that these two people, he said, this man come to know because I eat the fruit, then I open and they will be just like them. Them come to me. It happened. They are like us now. Look, these people are writing the Bible. They don't want to say hybrid, African people are hybrid. But right here, they admit it. That God said they are just like us. You don't have no Garden of Eden where you can say that God did make two people in a Garden of Eden. No. Furious. You don't see no evidence of nobody making to no garden there. They just write words. My friends, they admit to the hibernation of the Elohim gods of Africa. But they don't want to come out and tell you. Now, not unless you go through this rigorous reading and find out, you're not going to know that's what they are doing with the Bible. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I wanted to read to you something about the way we were created. The Sumerian text has immemorialized the answer given by Enki to the incredulous assembled Anunnaki, who saw in the creation of an Adamu the solution for their unbearable toil. The creature whose name you uttered exists. In those words, he said, exist. Then he said, all you have to do, he added, is to bind upon it image of the gods. That's what I just read about in the Bible. I'm reading from a history book right here. Zachariah Sitchin, Genesis Revisited, and this comes from Chapter 8 of this little book, Sumerian history. He says, all you have to do, he added, is to bind upon it the image of the God. And that's talking about, you know, the DNA fertilization in vitro. You see, genetic manipulation. This, I tell you, the way we African people were created to become hybrid. And these white people, they don't like that. That's why they want to, you know, I use this word, retard our brain. All of these things I'm reading in the Bible, and you hear those things that we believe. Why we believe them is because they're working on us for a long, long time. And then I tell you about 509 BC when they did the first political act against us, and you know everything that the king had in Rome. You know, I tell you, I track and these things and find out. Now, I would never lie about something like I don't lie. Period. So I won't even bother go there. I'm not lying about something like this. When I found out, it was the first time I found out. You see, and you know, I have to look at this stuff and good and say, but you know, this is history, because, you know, it's not easily taken, because I've never heard nobody at all, I mean absolutely nobody on earth, speaks about the overthrow of Lucius Tarquinius, who was overthrown in Rome, Italy, the king, Roman king. And these sodomites begin to call themselves Romans from that day that they overthrow. They take all the military dress code and everything. Until this day, they poison Romans. And it's the reason why they today are running the risk of talking about they are controlling the Western Hemisphere. Now, they need to go to Europe if they want to run anything. But they never run any government for 2 million years in Europe. So how they are coming to have government over African people now? That's ironic. That's nonsense. All right. So this is the root history that has given us the information the way we were created. Just another a brief paragraph. In these words lies the key to the puzzle of man's creation. the magic one, the magical one that removes the conflict between evolution and creation. We Africans are created. These white Europeans, they are of origin Homo sapiens. No. Why do I make these kind of error? No, what I mean is they are Homo erectus, right? These things are close in my brains, and you know, maybe my brain is getting a little weak. Yeah, but what I'm saying to you here, we are created. We Africans, we are Homo sapiens. We are hybrid, really, by genetic manipulation. We did not derive from one person, and it's not a sexual thing. This was a scientific thing that created us, hybrid. We are the first hybrid humans. You see. And these white people, that's why they are trying to, lower the frequency of our knowledge. That's what. That's it. So it goes on. The Anunnaki, the Elohim of the biblical verses, did not create man from nothing. We were not created from nothing because there was this other Homo sapiens. That was the root cause for intelligence to, for the Elohim to use this bloodline of creature, humanoid or whatever you call the Homo, the just brand them Homo sapiens. And the blood was taken from the Homo sapiens to create us with the Elohim's blood. And that's the official history in the world. Why these sodomites don't want it known is because they want to stay in control. Now, it is a very serious intellectual stuff. Go to church and praise Jesus and ever realize what the truth is. No, it won't happen. It means that we who are created hybrid into the family of the gods, we are children of the gods, we must raise up to that level of intellect. Because these folks and what they are talking cannot be compared with our knowledge when we are raised up to the level of spiritual enlightenment. They cannot stand up in front of us. There's no joke about that. Okay? I want to thank you for tuning in. And let's see if I had another, a few lines here with this. We were not created from nothing. The being was already there on earth. The product of evolution. So it is telling you clear that the Homo sapien was a product of evolution. It's not the evolution of Homo erectus. No, this is Homo sapien, a different strain of blood. All that was needed to upgrade it to the required level of ability, intelligence, was to bind upon it the image of the gods, the Anunnaki, the image of the Elohim themselves. The Elohim themselves bind there. Now, that is the highest honor for us today. And that's why these white people are scratching themselves, you see, and want to see us go down. But you know, when somebody rise up and become, you know, and show enlightenment, they can't stand that. White people can't stand that. Because anyhow you begin to dig up stuff and throw them out, they don't have nowhere to go. It's the best thing they have going on right now, the ignorance that they cast by the Bible on the African people. Whenever, enough people get out of that nonsense, I tell you, it will be another time when the earth come fill with the knowledge of the glory of the gods as the water cover the ocean. It will come back. All right. Let me see what else I have. Not a lot, but I tell you, this is what I wanted to read to you. Is some very dirty and nasty way of thinking that the Bible supports, but you might not see it on the face, but it is there. Now, these folks, when they go to Palestine, it's not just Palestine, but everywhere in the East and the Western Hemisphere, where black people are, these sodomite criminals, since they learn language and going on with all kind of antics now, all they do is gather information from the little African people then. Because we are civilized, they are not. They couldn't find the Western Hemisphere until they start to draw in blood from black people and talk and get information. That's it. All right, but what I want to, just one point I want to draw to you right here is that they have what this guy they call John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay. He assumed that he could transfer the principles of national wood. Oh, gosh, no, this thing is doing me wrong here. How do I get it back? Now, yes. You mean, oh gosh, I lose that, huh? I have to get it back. I have to get this back. Yes, John Winthrop, John Winthrop decided that he could transfer, listen, principles. Remember, they're uncivilized, you know. They're learning, catching on from the African people over 12,000 years. He's going to transfer the principle, the civilized material of nationhood found in ancient Israel. That's Palestine. Are the black people them information they're writing about? This is their document they're writing. Called Puritan Christian Agenda. That's their big official document. They write this in. So this is not fairy tale. This is what they write for real. How they are taking information from us and I read this. He says, he's going to assume that he could transfer the principles, nationhood, found in ancient Israel,
to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need to with no need for explanation. They do what they want. They are fucking ass uncivilized white people. They do whatever they want anywhere they go. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture intimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. You know, the new Israel is America that they're talking about, that they were coming to seize. You see what they did? All right, I wanted you to really get some of that. And here is a few more that I want you to digest. These are their words, and I know it's gonna shock a lot of people who never heard this here. These white people that we have here with the churches, all of the churches, no, don't exempt none of them. Ain't none of them good. Them invent all of them. All right. So. You would say in this one. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. They come here. And they are the ones that are doing the evil act upon the Africans, Americans. And listen what they say. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. You hear? Yet still, they convert African people in America to Christianity. What's wrong with African people? They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. When you ask people about Christianity, a lot of people react to Christianity like if it was a good thing. And you have some confused people out there talking about Christianity start from in Ethiopia, in Africa. And said they were KRS. Somebody was telling me, some Muslim was telling me the other day about KRS, that stand for Christ. And these white people take KRS for Christ and turn it into C-H-R-I-S-C. But them are mixing up what they call Christ or Christianity here. Because there is nothing similar to African way of life, whatever they call it. But African way of life has nothing to do with the Christianity that these white people make up. So there's a lot of a confusion for us to simplify here. So yes, this is the uncivilized criminals that set up all the Inquisition, if you understand what the Inquisition was and what they did by the church. The church set it up. They're all terrorists. They started out as terrorists like they are today, but they're more sophisticated now because they have the military and they have all kind of FBI and all that kind of thing there now. Oh, no, it's like they're removed far away from being the Inquisition. And they are not one inch, no dust line away from the same Inquisition to kill people and steal what they, black people, and steal what they have. The same thing. I said the same thing. When you hear they talk down into the gutter, you know, sewer pit, deep, nasty, wicked, and you know, unbelievable, uncivilized things, it makes your belly, you know, twist up inside of you.
Okay, and to know that we are going to church out there and praising the Lord with them. So now, you're going to hear this next portion. It tell you that what they stand for is brutal. Killing and roasting you and everything like that. That's what they do. They saw their mission. You're talking about the mission that where they leave from Europe, the mission that they are on. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. See, so this has nothing to do with anything African people were practicing. Nothing at all. Now, so indeed, yes, they are always taking things from us to use to do their evil stuff, and we don't do nothing about it. Africa don't do nothing about it. Why? All right, let's come to this next, last paragraph. For example, the Puritan, why they call themselves Puritan? It is because they like to cover themselves with the positive. So they find names, like African names or other names that means like something spiritual, good. That's what they do. And in their culture, think about what their culture is. Their culture is having all kind of homosexual babies. And why do they have so much homosexual babies? It's because they fuck a lot of honors, and then fuck dogs, then fuck their ladies. And what kind of children do you think they get? Now, it's until they met the black people and begin to fool them and intermingle and have children with them. That's when their life turn around. And see them here? We can't get rid of them. We can't get rid of them, but we need to develop our senses and understand the truth and our brain, how our brain is supposed to function of the truth. You can't believe these whole bunch of garbage in the Bible and think that your brain is going to do anything to deter these white people. Now, so they say now, for example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Occasions were clearly stated, directed by the God of the Bible. And it's there, you know, I mean, why would they be talking about the God of the Bible if it were something about history and the way the God set up things to go? No, these Sodomites don't care nothing about the Elohim at all. They just want to steal everything that we have. Whether it belongs to the Elohims or just clearly given to us, they take it, they seize everything. Now, that's what happened when you fuck so much asses. You see what I mean? Okay, you afraid to tell them? Don't afraid to tell them, because that's who they are. And we must treat them the way they are. They can take our wealth and do whatever they want to do with it. But look, they will eventually go right back to where they come from. Okay? They don't think so, but that's exactly where they're going. Now, Captain John Mason. Captain John Mason. You have John Weintraub and you have John Mason. And this is saying here, thus, he said, Captain John Mason declared, God laughs his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them a fiery oven, burn them up. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies, Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny. And this is a document that continue to have, you know, a lot of things
here that you can get this this document and read it to understand what these white people are really like, you know, in their the way that they explain themselves. And if you don't read and find out what they're saying, then you have a hard time. And so they say here that they say converting the pagans to God, the God of the Bible, converting black people to their God, the Sodomite God, was acceptable to Puritans. They like that. But killing them, but killing the black people, them, the pagan, because black people are pagan, polytheism, they said, but killing the pagans for the Lord, you hear? The Lord Jesus, the same Lord Jesus they wanted, you know, the same men they wanted to take out of Lot's house and go fuck their ass. Right? No, they are saying, yeah, no, they're saying the Lord. You see? They say the pagan, you say converting the pagans for God was acceptable. That means they glorify that their God to the acceptable to the Puritans. But killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. My friends, I am here to tell you these things, and fear not, the world belongs to us. It doesn't belong to Sodomites. And we just need to live upright and do not allow anyone to dissuade us from what we know. Stay right. I thank you for tuning into the program. And to this, I don't want to do nothing to that. Okay. All right. Let's go on now to my final segment. I have a little preface. No, I don't have no more preface. I'm just gonna go straight into this subject matter. All white people violate African West laws. Yeah. Yes, all white people violate African West All white people violate African West. African West. Area. Yes. All white people violate African Western area. Yes. Yes. Violate the African Western area. Elohim kingship laws. And by using He said, where are we? They violate the Elohim kingship law using 1220 AD imperial colonial fraud. Right? 1220 AD imperial colonial fraud. That's what they do. All right? In the late 1800s, European nations were competing fiercely for control of Africa. Listen carefully. The only continent other than Antarctica that had not yet been colonized by Europeans. Some European imperialists, as French leader Jules Ferry, see reading expansion was everything. Justified the conquest by claiming that superior races had both a right territory and a duty to civilize the inferior races. You hear that? That made up the indigenous people of Africa. You hear that? You hear what these sodomites are saying? And black people are paying no attention to it. Others claim no duty at all towards the indigenous people. You hear that? White people over the past 12,000 years get up to a level of thinking that black people are not important to them. Not important to them, and in no way close in rank with them. Now, if you read history, you will clock. Nothing don't exist like what they are saying, but that's what they're saying. Now, you expect them to say anything because they fuck us culture. They want to fuck lots visitors that come to his house. You read that in your Bible. I feed them Bible and they write that about themselves. And listen what they're saying. Listen what they're saying. They take our wealth from 509 BC. You don't read that they do nothing before that as a political thing. But from St. Largo, using the name Romans, African Roman name, and dress like us, everything like us. Take our name, take our land, take everything. That's what they have done. And black people don't have any protection right now. Because these sodomites, they have to get where they want to go, dominating the world with sodomy. They already make sodomy law in America to marry fucking ass people like male and female. They already done that. And everybody keep their mouth shut, you know, since 2015. Obama was the servant that did that. So black people not really going on with anything. They go to church and praise Jesus. So that means they don't have no wink about their own history. None at all. And it's in the world history textbook. Well, they will perish by these same white people who they go and fuck with them. You see? Black people are still fucking these white people, but they're marrying to them and all that kind of thing. I mean, that ignorance is too high. It's too costly. It goes on. Yes, historians, David Olsoga and Casper W. Ritson explain
the American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. The white races had claimed territory across the globe. You hear that? When you see white people and you think that when they talk about Jesus Christ, you should have something to represent yourself as an African, because Christianity is not anything that is clean. Put it that way. It's nothing for African. If you don't read your history, you don't know whether you're alive or you're dead. The white races had claimed territories across the globe by right of strength and conquest. You see, what happened to the laws that is put on the earth by the Elohim? They know to steal the things of Elohim, and they're talking about that. Where do they get the power of conquest, strength of conquest from? They steal it from us. And whatever they and Africa, cook together, you know, this is where we are. Black people ain't doing anything. You see, it's like we never had civility. And these folks can come and make use of civility the way they have and turn the way of the gods into something that is so sinister and vile. They had triumph everywhere because they were the fittest. Their triumph were the proof of their fitness. They fucked so many asses from 2 million years, and they were not being successful above making stone tools. Can ask white people who will never be civilized, claim they are civilized, that they need to teach us civility. They are saying that in every state. But the time has come now. They admit that the military give them strength and power for conquest. Conquest cannot be something that is criminal. You see what I mean? These white people are not civilized, so they don't understand civilized words. They don't think that there is anything called criminal. Now, that's a problem. That's a serious problem. When we talk about these people are sitting in a White House, and got FBI and all around the place, and Secret Service all around the place, to protect them. And we think they are protecting us, black people. Them turn us fool with the Bible, with Jesus, and thinking the only thing in the world is God in the Bible, the man is sees him, God and Jesus. And it's all lies that they are writing about what they claim. They will not face you if you know what you're talking about. So they tell you what they're thinking, and if you want to take them as a brother or a sister in the Lord, I feel your business that. So they go on to say that, I say, had been annihilated. He says, whose race was annihilated? Yes, annihilated. He said, they had triumph everywhere. They had triumph everywhere because
they were the finest. They were the fittest. Their triumphs were the proof of their fitness. Whose races had been annihilated long before Darwin had put pen to paper, were judged to have been unfit for life by the very fact that had been exterminated. Now, I have to tell you that this guy doesn't really know what he's talking about. Because they have been in Europe 1.5 million years, only can make stone tools. But look, my friends, that's why, you see, black people need a whipping. We need a whipping to wake us up. Because listen, these kind of stuff. And there is, who is rebutting? Well, I am doing it because I'm here talking and I'm not going to have any, I'm not going to see any of them come and face me here and talk real civilized factual things. No, they're not going to do that. Because they don't, just like this guy talk about, they are the fittest and stuff. I mean, all right, you are the fittest, but what kind of fittest or fitness are you talking about? You know what I mean? That's something else. He won't be able to answer you. You see, because to trace your origin and where you're coming from and show that you're authentic and, you know, you come from a origin that has civilization in there. He doesn't have no civilization in what he's talking about. Their fitness and their thing. They steal everything that they use because they couldn't make no more than stone 2 million years and couldn't go nowhere except where they go because they could make a fire over Europe and Asia there. They don't have anything to take them anywhere. It is the interbreeding over the past 12,000 years that they do with Africans. Why they both, they are on top and they're fit. They didn't know no fitness before. Now, let's get it out. Let's get it out. Okay? If what he is saying was what they were before we came about, we just come about not too long ago, and they're here 2 million years. We just come here, like, say, 200 to 300,000 years ago. And our creators who created us, they came to Earth and on Mission of Gold in South Africa. You can go there and see the place that it was inhabited and worked by these civilized beings. And everything that we have, they left behind here are things that you can't replace. You can't move them. They are immovable. The things that they have left behind us, that they were here, all over the place, all over the earth, they left the mark that it is not, and it's not even the hybrid that put those things up. Moreover, these sodomites, I mean, you know, Homo erectus, where that just learn to talk and then start calling themselves Greek and all kinds of names that don't belong to them. Now, let's get the truth out. Let's get the truth out. And then he's going to find out, or they're going to find out, you know, they become elevated by using our wealth. And they're going to find out that same wealth will drown them. They're going to find that out. Now, they claim that, you know, they're strong and they're fit, you know. They didn't fit, you know, beyond 12,000 years ago. I can tell you that in history. And only history can show whether that's true or not. They had triumph everywhere because they were the fittest. Their triumph were the proof of their fitness.
You hear all of that? What they judge themselves by. All right. Whole races who had been annihilated long before Darwin had put pen to paper were judged to have been unfit for life. Who did judge them as unfit for life? Who did? By the very fact they had been exterminated. Living people across the world were categorized as doom races. They're talking about living people across the world. What do you mean living people? Bungling of people. Don't bungle people. Talk about yourself. Because you either civilized or uncivilized. And if you're talking for sodomite culture life, that's a different story. They're not written in world history textbook as being civilized. All right? Now, it says here, the doom races. The only responsibility science had to such races was to record their cultures and collect their artifacts from them before their inevitable extinction. I don't know who they're talking about. Of Europeans across the globe came to be regarded as an almost sacred empire. Do you hear that? And you know, I mean, how much honor he fucked last night. You know, before he come out here and talk this thing, because that's all they do: fuck dogs, fuck man, and have a whole bunch of homosexual babies when they fuck their women. Look, and was increasingly linked to that other holy crusades. That are the terrorist group they're talking of the 19th century, the march of progress. Imagine how much African people they kill. They're not talking about that. Alongside the clearing of land, the coming of the railroad, and the settlement of white farmers. You hear that? The eradication of indigenous tribes became a symbol of modernity. You hear that? That's what it says. Well, my friends, we spend the time and we will, you know, we come to another end. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's hear this tune. Fools die for want of wisdom. Peter Touch, let's hear it.
The real fixation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of the poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same tree. To build a better nation, clean up our creation. Fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
Wow. You hot. Mm-hmm.